Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
Hi, everybody. This is going to be an encouraging episode for all of my students. And if you're not a student of mine, maybe not yet, you will learn more about the methodology and just about journey in general and detaching from the ego, because this is key. When we start a journey, what happens is a holistic change. You're not just learning a skill like any other skill that just exists in that area of your life. When you start a journey, you start to awaken on a spiritual level to the multiverse that has a lot of consequences for us. Karmically, we start to reach into the subconscious. Unhealed trauma may come up that needs to be seen. You may have spontaneous past life regressions happen because of that. The most amazing, miraculous things will start to happen outside of you journeying. So the change that happens in your life is holistic in the sense that it integrates with every part of you, every part of your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, and it's not confined to just your journeying practices. You'll see this in your sleep, in your dreams. You literally will start to wake up and open up to everything that is out there beyond the very small part of the visible light spectrum that we can see and experience. Now, this is a huge, huge leap of faith for the ego. With our ego, when I refer to that, I am never referring to any of us having like a huge, massive ego. It refers to our tie to the 3D physical earth plane, our identity in this life, who has had to survive and do that by succeeding in a specific way, which means being productive, having an overactive mind. Opposite skill sets to, or just like an opposite way of operating to what we do in journeying, where we actually want to detach. We want to slow the mind down. We want to access a void space where we are not confining ourselves to our 3D identity, but we're becoming completely quiet and still, and we're becoming infinite consciousness and going beyond that. Once you go through that process, whether you're in my self-guided course or you are in the way circle, what I like to do is blind journey. This is a modality, a method that I love. It's similar to what's done in remote viewing in the sense that I will task you to journey to places, things, situations that you don't have any idea what they are. This is a big difference from going into a journey with the intention of going into your energy field or healing something where you know what you're going to experience, because this will bring in more projection from the mind and expectations about what's going to be there. You lose all of that safety and security in blind journeying, and that's exactly what it's for. It's to access a deeper level of surrender and trust and vulnerability within yourself. We access the journey realm through completely letting go of any expectation of what we may find there. And what happens is a small ego death every time that you journey. And those compound into a big, big detachment from your ego in your life and from outcomes and what we label as successful or not successful or productive. Everything starts to really align itself with source because you are going into that space every time. This is very scary for some of us because it means that if you don't hit the journey the way that it's tasked, if you go to a completely different place, it means that you did it wrong, that you failed, and that you have a big ego, and that's why you failed. No. This episode, I wanted to record specifically to let you know that that is not the case. What is happening is by virtue of your intention and you going to whatever I task you to blindly journey on, you are already there. You are entangling with it on a quantum level, whether I am sending you to journey to Venus or your neighbor's house, which I would never do because there is no privacy in the journey realm, or whether it is your energy field or a guide, you will have no idea. You can never predict what it is. But by you setting the intention to go to where I'm sending you, and how this exactly works is all explained. It's really straightforward in whatever space of mind you may be in where we may be doing this. This is a sidetrack I always offer, mainly healing journeying where we don't journey blindly. But journeying blindly makes you that much better at any other type of journey because you just strengthen your skill. And we do a specific methodology that shows you how you connect and where and how you connect best and why so that we can really hone that. And mostly because I want you to have the actual proof on paper clearly that you are basically a psychic superhuman and that you can go wherever you set your intention to, even if you don't know what it is beforehand, because there is no time in the journey space. Now, what is really important is that when you are journeying, you are there. Even if your conscious mind doesn't know yet what it is, your higher self does. This is key. You are already entangling on a quantum level. What may be happening is that you're expecting to describe the journey or where you are in a certain way, but you're connecting in a different way. Maybe you're connecting more emotionally or more somatically or more visually. And these are all like petals of a flower. So together, when we journey in a group, we get the whole picture because everyone connects in a completely different way, but you are always connecting. So this is something that you have to tell yourself and remind yourself of before you go into the journey that you are going to connect, but you're going to connect in a very unique way. I have an apprentice who builds airplanes. He is someone who connects very mechanically. He will very clearly connect to the more nuts and bolts aspects of things in a journey, which is really fascinating. And it's extremely valuable however you connect, whether it's more emotionally or more spiritually. So you are connecting. What may be happening, and this is the case, especially in the beginning, is that you're getting noise. If we weren't getting noise, we would be accurate psychics in a prophetic state all day, all the time, and we're not, just because we get noise constantly around us. And then we get noise from our own thoughts and all the layers of our own conditioning. And what happens when you journey over and over again is that you start to cut out the noise, and what remains is just you journeying to the truth of what is there. And you're going to experience it through the lens of your own subconscious in your own way. And this happens journey number one, the first one that you ever do, and journey number 100,000. It's just that they get more clear over time. So don't be discouraged if you get noise, because we are there in that space to start to cut out the noise, not just in the journey, but in our life in general, in our mind, in our emotional body. So what may happen at first as well is because you're reaching into the subconscious over and over again when you journey, is that emotions, conditioning, and how we think about ourselves, we feel not worthy enough or not gifted or special enough, all of that is going to come up because it needs to come up, because it needs to be released and it needs to be healed. It's like you're a glass of water and you're starting to stir it every time that you journey. All the dirt comes to the surface and you skim it off. With each journey, you release it and you become a clearer vessel every time. And this is so valuable to us in every area of life. And I'm just so proud of you for doing this, because taking a leap of faith and taking a risk and just trying something new like this that confronts you with every aspect of you and your subconscious, and trying to do the impossible, which is have really accurate blind journeys, basically becoming very accurately psychic. It's probably the most challenging life goal that you could set for yourself. And whatever step that you're taking in the right direction is not about the ego reward of you being able to do that, but it's about the spiritual path of it and the rewards that come with you releasing all the noise and what needs to be released for you to be able to do that. That is the reward, and it's not the accurate journey in itself, although the proof is pretty cool. And I see it from week one with my students. So What sparked this little encouraging episode for you is a message that I got from a very dear student in the Waste Circle who said that every time I announced new calls, she would plan on going and then chickened out because it didn't feel safe for her. And what I've seen in my practice in the last years is the quickest, most rapid activation and progress that I see in a person's journey in practice is really correlated to how unattached they are to the outcome. The people who are most excited and curious and having fun and are willing to be a complete fool in the process, they actually have the best, most accurate journeys. And I know that if you want to be successful, quote unquote, like you're bringing that judgment, that outcome into this, that makes it really hard because you are invested. You are invested. First of all, when you want to learn something like this, there's one-on-one guidance required. There's learning required. Time goes into it. Practice goes into it. You are invested. That's the bottom line. You cannot make yourself uninvested, but you can make it a judgment-free, very expansive, loving state. And the way that you can also follow the path of least resistance, which is what I see with the people who have the quickest growth, is loving it into submission. This is what the Essenes were all about. Bring love into every part of yourself, every stage of this journey. Love it. And that's how you get the best results. And that's the exact opposite to how we've been taught to be successful. Because we've been taught to be successful by being super invested, by staying on top of things, by putting in the most amount of hours and really suffocating it and overthinking it and going hard at the expense of our own life force. And with yearning, it is really the opposite. So follow the path of least resistance for you. And it is magical and it is beautiful and it is playful. And what you also learn is that in this space, like guides, they're so funny. And the things that you will connect to and discover, they can also be very, like, sometimes they're so surprising and funny and silly. And there's such a high level of intelligence that you're working with at the same time. It's such a free space. So don't contract, don't suffocate the process, and know that there is absolutely no reason that one person can do this better than the next person, except believing that you can. This has been proven. I'll remind you again of my favorite experiences in the field of journeying that have been measured in experiments, and that is the control group that was placed to work alongside with the psychics in the first military testing of psychic work, of journeying, of remote viewing. And what they saw, in short, was that normal people outperformed psychics in this work, which goes to show it's undeniable proof that this is a birthright, an innate ability that we all have. And you do not need to be psychic. You don't need to have any experiences. In fact, I'd even go so far as to say that it's actually good. Because I was journeying, I was doing healing journeys on a pretty advanced level, doing soul retrieval, removing entities and blocks before I started blind journeying, because that really started for me to start to figure out, why did these healing journeys work? Why were they so effective? Why could I heal things that doctors were saying couldn't be healed? And I had to unlearn a lot when I started blind journeying. So going in with zero experience in a blank state is actually a really positive thing as well. So I just wanted to remind you of another proof that was measured in an experience, and that is that the people who believed that they could do it, they outperformed the people who had doubts about if they could do it. So fake it until you become it. Go in, let go of everything that you've taught yourself, everything that you've set yourself as expectation. I've had apprentices sometimes who want to transition into a job immediately and I have one who started to calculate, okay, I need to do X amount of journeys if I want to make my investment back and be able to live off of this. It is completely logical and normal, and I understand that. It doesn't work in your favor, though, in the field of journeying, because it's all about entering a space of non-attachment to outcome and what we see as successful and productive. All right, everybody, this is also such an amazing proof of how what works for us to ascend and awaken and access higher dimensions is the opposite of how we have built this world and how things have come to function in this world. It's a complete inversion of what actually does work to achieve the things that we want to achieve in the first place, which is super acute intuition and prophecy and performing miracles. And all of these things are your birthright, and they will happen inevitably when you start journeying. And the more doubt you have, and the more fear, and the more sadness, and the more loneliness, and the more that you feel like you failed and you can't do this, the more that you are going to get out of the process, because you're going to heal those things, and then boom, you're going to connect like nothing else in your journeys. All right, everybody, I love you. I'm so proud of you. And you can always reach out to me if you have any questions. I'll see you in the next episode.